recent Super Bowl halftime shows have featured performances by some of the greatest popular musicians, including the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, Prince, and Tom Petty. But for years, fans of Bruce Springsteen and his E Street Band had been wondering when the boss would finally play the big show. Springsteen says the wait is over for a simple reason.
Just by sticking around long enough. I mean, you know, if you don't die, people get a chance to see you. It's like we've just been around and around and around and around.
Springsteen and the E Street Band have been around since the early 1970s, with numerous number one singles and albums in a long and impressive catalog of music. Most of Springsteen's concerts last as long as 3 hours, but he has a plan for the very short time allowed to play at the Super Bowl.
The idea of the show is you're going to the Meadowlands or one of the shows that we regularly play, and you get lost on the way. And so you make it into the stadium at 2 hours and 48 minutes into the show. That's what you're going to see. The last 12 minutes.
Those 12 minutes became a source of controversy in 2004 when a so-called wardrobe malfunction led to Janet Jackson's exposed breast on stage. Since then, the NFL has tried to dictate what songs will be played and how the performance will be choreographed. Regarding Springsteen's upcoming show,
as far as who decides the songs, well, I'm the boss. The boss decides. The boss decides what we play. Nobody else decides.
It is that independent spirit that Springsteen fans have loved for many years. At Super Bowl 43 in Tampa, Florida, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.